Good morning, everyone. It is Memorial Day weekend, hoping that you all have at least a three-day weekend, maybe a four. Sometimes people take Fridays off on this weekend. It's going to be gorgeous, so I think that that is a great idea if you have that option. Friday, you know, I'm thinking that most people are, this is a great weekend for barbecuing, and pools are opening up all across the city and the county, and it's just a great weekend for stuff like that. And Friday night, I think Fridays after 5 is going to be hopping. Not that it isn't always hopping, but this is the weekend. Everybody's in party mode, and Soul Transit Authority, they are Charlottesville's new Motown, soul, and oldies band, so they play kind of classic hits from the soul era, a little disco, oldies, really fun Motown stuff, great dancing music. I think it's going to be just a total party atmosphere, super fun, bring the kids down. I'm sure that there are always balloons and food and face painting and tattoos and all that kind of stuff going on there. So I'm sure this weekend it'll be packed. And then another great place, if you decided that maybe you want to get out of town this weekend, a really fun place to spend Memorial Day weekend is up at Wintergreen. They do all kinds of fun things over the weekend. They open up the Lake Monacan, and they have a Blues and Brews on Saturday, a Blues and Brews theme. There's music, and there's obviously brews, some beer going on. Microbeer Festival, blues music, arts and crafts fair, kind of a block party, and there's just so much going on all weekend there. And then, there's also on Sunday the Wintergreen Festival of Wines, which actually supports the Wintergreen Performing Arts, and it's some of the best wineries from around, afternoon jazz. It's much more mellow kind of an afternoon after the Blues and Brews, but what a fun way to spend your weekend. Up, and it's just going to be beautiful up there. All this rain we're having, I know I've been whining about it a little bit, but when you look around you on a sunny day, everything is so green and so lush. It's just gorgeous. So heading into Saturday, the Discovery Museum has their Discovery Dash. I've been talking about this for a few weeks, but it actually does come up this weekend. And the thing that I want to point out to you is if you are interested in doing this, you need to pre-register. So get on their website at discoverymuseum.org or VADM.org. And pre-register for that because there is no race day registration. This is one of the Kids Triple Crown events, and there are a series of races for kids ages 3 to 12 and their families, with everything from a scramble for the little ones to child-parent relays, and it's just a super fun family atmosphere. And, you know, there's a big push to get kids moving now because they're, you know, our schools, we're lucky. We still have PE in our schools. My kids go to PE 4 days a week right now, and we're fortunate for that. But a lot of schools can't do that anymore because of budget cuts. And I think people, you know, there's a lot of talk about kids and obesity and kids being sedentary. I'm a big fan of technology, but I do also know that it kind of causes us to sit around a little bit more than we used to. So Discovery Dash, super fun. Get your kids out there and show them how much fun it is to run and to play. And there will be booths and people from all over the area there too. So it's a big event, and it's lots of fun. Another place that I haven't talked about much lately, but I need to, is Amazement Square in Lynchburg, which is just a phenomenal children's museum. And Lynchburg, not too far from here. And they do just so many great, great events and all kinds of things during the week. And Saturday they're doing something called Creepy Crawlers, which I know one of my children will be so into because it's all about bugs. They have a tarantula, which we've held before, named Leona the tarantula. They have cockroaches, other insects. They have all kinds of bugs and animals there too, if you can believe it. And you can just do all kinds of fun things with your kids there. And it says that you can become a bug yourself and make your own pair of antenna. I'm thinking that might be for the kids, but I bet the parents could hang out there too. It's $2 to participate in the Creepy Crawlers. You also have to pay the admission into the museum, but that's at 1 o'clock. And it is really, if you have kids and you haven't been to Amazement Square, it's so worth the drive. And Lynchburg's a really cute little town, so there's some great places to eat around there too, so you can just kind of make that a whole afternoon. And coming back to Charlottesville, I'm super excited. The Lewis Clark Exploratory Center, which is at Darden Tow, opened up at the beginning of May, and they're doing a little scavenger hunt this weekend for visitors, which sends you along the trails looking for some special items. If you've gone to Darden Tow, you kind of can't miss the big keelboat out there, and you might be thinking, what in the world is that? Well, that's the Lewis and Clark Exploratory Center, and they do tours, and they'll have activities, and they'll teach you about birds. It's just really, really fun. And $3 per person. They're open on Saturdays and Sundays. Saturdays they open at 10, And Sundays they open at noon. When there's rain, they're closed. So if it does rain, which I don't think we're looking at rain for this weekend, but maybe just keep that in mind that it's is kind of an outdoor thing. So when it's rain, you're not going to want to head there. Stanton Augusta Art Center is having a Art in the Park all weekend long, Saturday and Sunday, starts at 10 o'clock. This is the 45th annual festival, and it's just really a great way to see some beautiful arts and crafts. There's live music, food. That's at Gypsy Hill Park in Stanton. And again, another really cool park. Again, you know, I'm all about Charlottesville, but we've got some really great stuff surrounding us. So if you want to head on over to Stanton, there's some great food in Stanton now, too. So you might want to check out some of their restaurants. And Gypsy Hill Park is a really cool little park. And so that's the art festival that they're having, Art in the Park. And now if you want to stay indoors, this is a great, and this is kind of more for the adults. I love this event. This is the second year that they're having it at McGrady's. It's their second annual Wings for Kids, and it benefits the UVA Children's Hospital. Last year they raised $1,000, and they really want to at least double it this year, so I'm really trying to help them get the news about this. How this works is you get a team of four together, and one must be a female, so three of your friends and yourself, you come down and you participate in a wing-eating contest. That sounds great, doesn't it? And really, it's not like the hot dog eating contest that you see on TV where people are eating like phenomenal amounts of food. You really only have to eat about four or five wings per round. It's not about quantity. It's about speed. So it's really fun. You come down, you sign in around 11 to 12, and your entry is $25 per person. And remember, this money goes back to the UVA Children's Hospital. So this isn't McGrady's taking your money for all these wings. It is a benefit. And that $25 includes all your wings and a pitcher of beer for you, too. If you're a non-drinker, you only have to pay $20 to enter, and you skip the pitcher. So, and Red Bull's a sponsor this year, so they also are giving money for every Red Bull vodka they sell. They donate money to the cause. So, and you know what? The way that Mike and I are feeling this morning, maybe we need a Red Bull vodka. We're a little sleepy this morning. I don't know what it is, but... So it's just a really fun event. McGrady's, they do tons of stuff for the community. They're always having fun things going on there. So I head on down and that's on Saturday. Head on down and support UVA Children's Hospital. Again, another great cause. And here is an event that's going on Saturday night. Again, this is probably more geared toward the adults, but, and it is CLAW, the Charlottesville Ladies Arm Wrestlers. If you haven't been to one of these events, I highly recommend it. It's the craziest, fun, weird event that I've ever been to, but I would totally get it. It's just these women are, and they're serious. They're actually seriously arm wrestling, and I actually heard that at the last event, someone actually broke her arm. That's how serious it was. But what it's all about is raising money, and there's people are in costumes. I mean, they have names like Terry Allard. You know, she's a well-known around here. Her stage name is Terrible Tarot Allard. There's Serpentine Slammer, Strawberry Tall Cake, there's all kinds. And it is they're calling it the Clawny Island Freak Show this time. And it's a bunch of women. There's eight ladies duking it out for the title belt and the trophy. And all proceeds from this go to which is called the Fertile Foundation, which stands for F-E-R-T-I-L-E. I had to look this one up. It stands for Foster an Environment of Reverence, Teaching, Interconnectedness, Love, the Earth, which to say in short that they help individuals with special needs connect with nature and animals and their community. So what a fabulous foundation. All the money raised there goes to the foundation. We Are Star Children, their local band, they will be there as they often are playing. Covers $5, doors open at 7, and space is limited. So you bring cash, you bet, you try to bribe the refs. It is a crazy environment, but it is so cool, and they have so much fun doing this. And if you want ring-size seating, because this is a fundraiser, the nonprofits actually can sell ringside seating, and that is kind of one of their deals for doing that. So if you want ringside seating, which is where you get the best seat you can actually see, because tons of people come out for this, you can email Tara Hodges at fertile.foundation@yahoo.com for ringside seating. And then another really fun thing, Saturday night is like fun adult night, I guess, because... Sheng Wang, who's a star on Comedy Central, is coming to Charlottesville, which is pretty rare. He's going to be at the Theater at the Ix building, and that is at 7:30. If you don't know where the Ix building is, it's also the building that the Newsplex is in. And it's a $15 in advance, $17 at the door. And that is a great price for this guy who's nationally known, and he's hilarious. This is, again, not a kids' event. This is not the guy you want to bring your kids to see. There are lots of shows at the Yix that you can bring your kids to see. This is not the one. The show begins at 8:10, and you can get tickets at Plan 9, or you can at Sidetracks, or you can call 757-263-0068. And again, that's at the theater at the Yix. And then on Sunday, we're coming in, and I talked about the Wintergreen Festival of Wines, and I think this, you know, there is, all right, let's face it, I really like wine, and I go to a lot of these wine events, but the Wintergreen one I really love because it's a different environment. It kind of gets me out of town. It is supports the Wintergreen Center for the Performing Arts, and they really have a great performance and education program up there. There's a jazz band, and which is pretty common for a lot of wine festivals because it really kind of fits the mood, but it is gorgeous up there. So, and this time of year, you can't beat it. While you're up there, play a little golf. You know, there's all kinds of things to do. So that is on Sunday. One other thing, I was supposed to have a guest in here today, but she couldn't make it. I wanted to talk about, this is a really great time of year for all of our local pools are opening up. And the Jefferson Swim League is really big in Charlottesville. And it's a lot of these pools are bringing new members on and get your kids involved in JSLs. You've probably heard about it a little bit. Swimming is really big in Charlottesville. It is a fantastic environment for kids. It's competitive, but not crazy competitive. You do practice a lot. Both of my kids swim, and they practice every day. But it is such a fun environment for the kids. It is so great for their self-esteem. And I know for sure that two of the pools have open houses this weekend. And Fairview Swim and Tennis, which is over right by the new Belvedere neighborhood, they're having an open house from 1 to 3. The Kona Ice Truck will be there serving up some Kona Ice. They're going to have food and fun and games and cake and all that kind of stuff. And then they're going to do, and it's free. Even member or non-member, you can come on Saturday the 28th from 1 to 3 and just come in the door and let us know that you're not a member, but you're interested in checking it out, and you can stay the whole day. There'll be lots of swimming, barbecuing. There's tennis. There's sand volleyball. It'll just be a really great time, and just check out the pool. It's a super fun family environment. And then also Fry's Spring Beach Club is having open house. They've had several over the last few weekends, and I think they're going to have some music. They're going to be open too. So, and Fry's Spring, if you haven't been in there, it is like an institution. It is such an amazing old place that's been around for so long. They have it's an old building with a new pool. So you're holding on to that. It's really retro, and that's so cool that they can hold on to that. And then they've got this great new pool. So definitely either one of those. There might be some other ones out there. Those are the ones that I've heard about. If you want to check them out, same kind of thing. Open house. Come in and check it out for free. Memberships are not that expensive. And it's just something that I think the kids really enjoy, but as a parent, I really enjoy it too. So everybody have a great Memorial Day weekend, and we will talk to you next week.